When you first came in 36, it was still a village.
Oh yes, yes, very much a village, more so than any village we'd been in before. Everybody worked together, the church and the chapel, they all worked together, but of course it, up at the Quenby Hall, Sir Harold and Lady Nutting lived there, and Lady Nutting was very keen on the village life and liked to see everybody working together, and she was a great Red Cross woman, you know. The village hall was built about 1929, I think, somewhere there. Everybody worked together, you know, all the time. The chairman of the parish council, he was that head of the chapel, Edwin Bates, and the old vicar, Mr. Patterson, I don't think he lasted. I think he went to Norfolk and retired about 38. And we had a young man come, but I'm afraid he was a troublemaker. He found fault with the way the village hall committee was composed. It shouldn't have chapel people on it. And various things of this kind, you see. He was poking his nose into various things and stirring up trouble one way or another. Well, of course, Sir Harold, he was patron of the living. And of course, at these halls, there's always a bush telegraph which tells me all that is going on. Lady Nutting sent for this new vicar and told him, this has been a happy village, everybody works together, and they're still going to continue to do so. Told him straight, and he had to draw his arms in.